Are decades-old civil rights protections affecting education, housing, banking, and more in jeopardy? Well, according to new reporting in the Washington Post, yes, they are. The Trump administration is considering rolling back the disparate impact rules. They essentially prevent policies from being enacted if they present an undue or disparate burden on minority communities. Sources told the paper that an internal Justice Department memo has asked senior civil rights officials to examine how these regulations might be changed or altogether abolished in their areas of expertise, and that this rollback is being considered at other agencies as well, sounding alarms for civil rights activists and lawyers. Among them, Christine Clark, President and Executive Director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. President Clark, Christine, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Go deeper into what we mean by disparate impact rules. Lay some out for us that we can grasp.
So there are essentially two ways that civil rights lawyers go about establishing whether or not something has a discriminatory effect or impact. First, we can look to see if there's evidence of animus, discriminatory intent, evidence that officials were motivated by ugly, venomous racial animus when putting in place some policy or practice.
Those are the easy ones to see.
Yes, right. And the reality is we live in a world today where we are often without that smoking gun evidence of intent. So disparate impact has proven to be a critical tool for smoking out policies and practices that burden communities of color more than others. And we do that really by digging into the data and overlaying it with race to understand the impact that a policy has in the world. And whether you're talking about policies in the housing context, voting rights context, education, or elsewhere, disparate impact is just central for understanding why it is that some policies harm minority communities more than others.
It might be something that's called implicit bias. You know, people may not realize they're doing it. For instance, all the research that showed that minority students are far more punished for the same offenses that white students are not as harshly punished for. That is a disparate impact.
That's right. In the school-to-prison pipeline context, when we dig into the data, we see a lot of school districts where Black and Latino students are punished far more harshly for the same conduct relative to their white peers. Without the ability to look at disparate impact, we'd live in a world where there'd be a lot more rampant discrimination today.
How might you see it in housing?
Well, this is where the administration has focused its efforts. They're attempting to roll back HUD's disparate impact regulation. We live in a world, sadly, where communities remain racially segregated and where we see a lot of ugly housing discrimination. And HUD has been critical in the fight to push back against the policies of housing providers, landlords, and others that continue to discriminate against minority communities. And disparate impact, understanding the zoning restrictions and other policies that landlords put in place and how they impact communities, has just been at the heart of how HUD has approached this work. And so here, the administration is really sending a dangerous message that unless there's smoking gun evidence of intent, they're not going to roll up their sleeves and do work to promote fair housing. And that is unfortunate.
In New York, the Washington Post is reporting there's a lawsuit right now alleging that a large apartment complex in Queens won't rent to anyone with a criminal record. That turns out to be largely disproportionately African-American and Latino renters in that neighborhood. And so there's a suit pending, and it is relying on this disparate impact claim to make its case.
That's right. And look, sometimes officials are unaware of the implicit bias that they harbor, or on the other side, are just sophisticated in the ways in which they try to discriminate against communities. Regardless of what may be brewing in someone's mind or heart, disparate impact has allowed us to really just get to the core of what's at play.
Can you give us more examples?
Well, let's talk about the foreclosure crisis that gripped the nation, largely the result of banks imposing pernicious policies and peddling bad loan products to African Americans, Latinos, and other communities of color. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act is a federal law that basically gives us a tool. Disparate impact liability is imposed on banks that engage in discriminatory lending. So whether you're talking about housing, voting, education.
The environment. Give an example there.
Yeah. Let's talk about businesses that emit dangerous toxins in and near minority communities. It's important that we understand how businesses operate in this era. And one thing that we found in the environmental justice context is that too often dangerous toxins are unleashed into communities of color.
We only know from the Washington Post reporting that they're considering removing the language about disparate impact. That's all that we know. But if, in fact, it was removed, can they do that, remove that language from a regulation without Congress, for instance?
Well, they are seeking public comment, and there are rules that the administration needs to abide by before rolling back these regulations that are put into place after a lot of careful thought and consideration. We're going to be watching HUD very carefully. We've actually brought a number of lawsuits against the administration when they've tried to gut important regulations without taking the necessary precursor steps.
And what about laws like the Civil Rights Act, 1964, Voting Rights Act, disparate impact, part of those as well? Can they be removed from those laws?
Well, we know that disparate impact is already built into the text of a number of our core civil rights laws, like the Voting Rights Act. The Voting Rights Act has a provision that makes it illegal for jurisdictions to impose rules and restrictions that harm minority voters. We've used Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act to challenge things, sometimes successfully, sometimes not, like voter ID. But what the administration is doing is it's broadcasting really dangerous message about its views on disparate impact, that it does not deem disparate impact to be a viable or acceptable approach for dealing with discrimination. And so we know that there's some battles that lie ahead.
As the Washington Post notes, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, under Ben Carson, has already stepped back from investigating housing discrimination cases. The Trump administration has already tried to roll back transgender rights in housing and in the military. Playing devil's advocate, I'm sure there are people who find this an extra layer of regulation that's not needed, and it's just another layer of government.
Well, I think that we will see the resurgence of discrimination. The administration is basically sending a green light that there is this whole approach to ferreting out discrimination that they no longer will be abiding by. The reality is that this latest move by the administration is part of an ongoing pattern of dismantling civil rights protections for African Americans and other people of color. And so this development is significant and one that everyone should pay close attention to.
Well, and does it extend beyond that to the disabled, the elderly, groups that have needed protection?
At every turn, we have seen this administration turning its back on vulnerable communities in our country and gutting the work of federal agencies that have long been tasked with enforcing law and enforcing regulations that protect the civil rights of Americans. It's created a gaping void that's required civil rights organizations like mine to step up and help fill the gap.
What's the history here? How has the Supreme Court ruled on disparate impact?
Well, this issue went before the Supreme Court a few years ago in a case called Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs versus Inclusive Communities Project. The court issued a 5-4 ruling that was authored by Justice Kennedy, where they held up the principle of disparate impact.
He, of course, has retired.
That's right.
And been replaced by Justice Kavanaugh. And so we'll see if this ends up in the courts, how it fares. That's Kristen Clark, President and Executive Director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. And we'll link you to the Washington Post reporting on the Trump administration considering a rollback of decades-old anti-discrimination laws called disparate impact. President Clark, Kristen, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.